Shalom to all. In today's afternoon, Mishnah is Rumi Lemersachas Bechayres, Parakei Mishnah Dalet, all the way through Parak Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And we continue discussing putting a mum on a Bechar. Halachat Chila, it's Asr. One's not allowed to actively go and place a mum on a Bechar. And if he does, it's Asr to Shech. However, if it happens on its own or in the course of something else, maybe it's permitted. So Mishnah tells us, Hay Bechar Roidfai, let's say there's a Bechar chasing after a person. Maybe it's a bull and has horns and it's scary. As he's trying to get away from him, Uba Atoy, and he kicked it. Maybe he had a stick and he whacked it. Va'asabai mum, and that caused the mum on it. How is he yishchat alav? He's allowed to shecht it because that mum, he didn't intend to put a mum on the bechor so that he could shecht. He was just trying to save himself. So that's a mum that's permitted to shecht the bechor because of. Now the Mishnah continues discussing mumen here in regards to how we know that this mum came on the bechor and whether or not it's permitted. So it says the Mishnah, kol mumim harim lovim de adam, any mum that could have technically been placed on this animal by a person, roim yisrael nemanim v'roim kohanim ein nemanim. A shepherd, which is a yisrael, he's not a kohen, he's a regular yisrael, he's believed to say that this mum developed on its own and no one actively put that mum on. However, a shepherd who's a kayin is not believed because he might benefit from this bechar. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he argues and says, a shepherd who's a kayin is believed regarding his friend's animal that it just developed a mum on its own and no isser took place, but he's not believed regarding his own bechar. Now, Rav Meir says, somebody who's suspected regarding something, he can't judge regarding that matter and he can't give edos testimony about that matter. And we learned about this in the previous parak. And therefore, Meir is basically telling Rav Shimon Gamliel that that's not so. Since he's not trusted regarding his own Bechar, he's not trusted regarding somebody else's Bechar. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Naman HaKoyin Loimar, a Koyin is trusted to say, Her Eisi Bechar Zeu Baal Mumhu. I showed this Bechar to an expert and he told me it was a Baal Mum. I wouldn't have to suspect that the Koyin was the one that put the Mum on it. More about this, HaKol Nemanim Al Mumeh HaMaiser, everybody is trusted regarding Mumim of Maiser Behema. What's Maiser Behema? Do you know that every year a person has to take all the new animals born to them and they count 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Kadosh, it has to be brought as a carbon. And over here we find that Maiser Behema is different than Bechar, that everybody, even an owner, is believed to say that this Mum developed on it in a kosher way and I didn't do anything, and that's because he actually could put a Mum on it. How so? Well, as we just said, since the way that he determines that this is Maiser Behema is by counting 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th one is it. So before he does this count, he could technically make a mum on all of his animals, and since none of them is designated as Meiser yet, what he did is not Usser, then he counts, and then the 10th one automatically is a Baal Mum, which means it's automatically his. And so since he has a permitted way to be able to put a mum on this, we trust him to come and say that, don't worry, this mum was not done in a not permitted way. Going back to Bechar, the Mishnah tells us, Bechar shenismes einoi, if a Bechar got blinded in its eye, or shenikta yadoi, its hand, which is the front leg, got cut, or shenish baragloi, the back leg got broken, and this is a mum which is obvious to everybody, even a little kid could tell you that this is a mum kavua. It could be shechted based off of 3 people of the Knesset, which means we just have 3 people gathered together that officially declare this Bechar as a Baal Mum, and we don't need any experts. He argues and says that no, even if we have a Bezdin of 23 Dayanim who are able to judge capital cases, they're able to decide that Reuven is Chayv Misa, so they're very chashev, very well respected Bezdin, still, a Bechar cannot be shechted unless an official Mumche, an official person who's recognized for determining that this is a mum says that it's a mum. Besides for that, it doesn't make a difference how big of a Talmud Chacham the person is. We're not able to shecht the Bechar based off of that. And the Mishnah tells us, Shechas HaBechar, a Kain shechted a Bechar, and then he sold the meat, and then V'noy D'Shaloi Haro, it turns out that he didn't end up showing it to somebody to see whether or not it had a mum, and so it's not allowed to be eaten. Masha Achlu, Achlu. Whatever the purchasers ate, they ate. However, who Yachshalam HaSadamim, the Kain has to return them their money, and that's because of a Knas that he sold them something that they're not allowed to eat. Now, whatever they hadn't eaten, they still have that meat. Habasri Yikaver, it has to be buried because he can't benefit from it. And Vuhu Yachsul Masadamim, he still has to return that money to them because of Mekach Tos, that's a mistaken sale. He wasn't allowed to sell to them, so he would still have to return them their money. Also, if a person shechs a regular cow or just a regular kosher animal, nothing to do with the Bechar, and he sells it, and then it turns out that it was a Trefa, Masha Achlu Achlu, whatever they ate, Vyachsul Masadamim, but he would have to return them their money because he sold them something they're not allowed to eat. And Umasha Loyachlu, the meat that was not yet eaten, here it's different than Bechar. They give him back the meat, and he returns them their money, and that's because this meat is allowed to be used. You could benefit from it. You can't eat it, but you could give it to your dog, for example, so they could still claim that it's a Mekach Tois, it was a sale by mistake, and so they can get their money back as long as they give him back the meat. Now let's say they sold this meat to a guy already, or they gave it to the dogs, they have to pay him for the value of the trefa, meaning however much trefa meat could be sold for, that's the amount of money that they would have to pay him. But the rest of the money, the amount that they paid because they thought it was regular meat, that much is given back to them. So for example, if a regular piece of edible kosher meat would be $10, but trefa meat is just $2, they pay him the $2, and the remaining $8 they can get back from him. Now moving on to Parak Vav, we're going to be discussing a whole bunch of different types of mumin that pasul bechar, and therefore allow the kohen to shecht it regularly. He can eat it, he can sell it, no problem. He doesn't have to bring it as a karbon. Mishnah Aleph tells us, al elu mumin shechtas bechar, the following mumin, allow one to shecht the bechar outside the Beis HaMikdash and eat its meat like regular, or sell it. In this first Mishnah, we're going to be discussing ear mumin. Nifkama aznai, if it's missing a piece of the ear, minaschus, from the cartilage of the ear, that's the hard crunchy part, that's a mum, avaloy min ar, but not from the soft skin around the cartilage or from the earlobe. Also, nistika, if it has a crack or a cut in it, afal bishalei chasar, even if it's not missing part, or nikva malei karshina, if it has a hole in it the size of a karshina seed, which is about a third of the size of a piece of barley, oy shiyavsha, or if it's dried out, these are all mumin. Mishnah clarifies, ezu yivesha, what does that mean it's dried out? So kol shetinake ve'ena metziya tibas dam, that's if it gets a cut and no blood comes out, so it must mean it's dried out, because the body's not sending blood to it anymore. Now Rabbi Yisrael Shulmeimer, he says, then no, it has to be more dried out. Yivesha shetei nefraches, it has to be dried out enough that when it's touched or mushed, it totally crumbles, only then it's considered dried out, that it's a mum. And we continue discussing mumin that a bechar has, they would allow the kain to shecht it like regular and eat the meat or sell it, and he doesn't have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon. So here in these two mishnayos, we discuss eye mumin, ris shel ayin, the eyelid, shenikav, that got a hole in it, or shenifkam, if it's missing a piece, or shenistak, it has a crack or a cut in it. Those are all mumin. Also, hari be'in of dak. Let's say it has a dak in the eye, which is usually translated as a cataract. Basically, it's some sort of film that forms over the eye, or tavlul. Tavlul is from lashon of balul, that it's mixed, which means there's some sort of white going through it, or chilas nachash, if it has this. Literally, chilas nachash means snail, snake. In other words, it has a snail-like growth that's spotted like a snake. Or ve'enav, enav literally means a grape. In other words, there's some sort of like ball growth on the eye, so that's a mum. And we just clarify ve'ezu tavlul. What exactly is this tavlul? So it's only lavan apaisik basira v'nechas bashachar, a line or a streak of white goes from the white of the eye, cuts through the sira. The sira is the iris. That's the colored part in between the white and the black, in between the white and the pupil. And v'nechas bashachar, it goes into the black. That's considered tavlul. However, bashachar v'nechas balavan enoy mum. If there's this black streak coming out of the pupil of the eye, going into the white, that's not a mum. She'ain mumin b'lavan, because there's no such thing as a mum in the white of the eye. On to the next eye issue, Mishnah Gimel, chavarvad, if there's white spots in the dark part of the eye, v'hamayim, or if there's a lot of water in the eye, hakavuin, that's a mum kavua, which passels the bechar. Now we clarify, ezu chavarvad kavua, what exactly is chavarvad kavua, that has these permanent white spots in the eye, kol shashah shmoinim yoyim, that's if it lasted for 80 days. Now we're going to read in a thing, where he says, it only has to be checked 3 times within 80 days, and if every time they checked it, they saw the white spots, then that's a mum. It doesn't have to be checked every single day, but it also can't be checked on day 80 either, because it could be they went away and then they came back. The mission continues. The following is considered a permanent water issue in the eye. If it first ate lach, which is its regular food that was moist, then it ate moist food that came from a field of geshamim, which means this field is watered by the rain. If this water issue still persists in the eye, then that means it's a mum kavua. However, lach v'yaveh shel shlachin, if it ate moist food and then dry food from a field that's called shlachin, which means you have to water the field, the rainwater's not enough, you have to irrigate it, or achal yavesh, if it ate it in the wrong order, if first ate dry food and then ate the moist food, ein mum, it's not considered a mum. Achi achal yavesh, achar lach, has to eat the dry food after the moist, and again, it has to come from his field of geshamim, that it subsists on rainwater only. When we're discussing mumin on a bechar, the Mishnah tells us, chatmai, shenikav, shenifkam, shenistak, so we already have these three terms. Now we're discussing them in regards to the nose. If the outside part of the nose has a hole in it, or it's missing a part, or it has a crack, meaning a cut in it, that's considered a mum. The key over here is the outside of the nose, not the inside, because the mum has to be visible. Now onto another body part, svasai, it's lip, shenikva, shenifkam, shenistaka, that's also a mum. Now we want to discuss mouth issues, chitav achitzoinos, the outer teeth, meaning the front teeth, shenifgamu, if they're missing, oy shenigmamu, or if they're totally worn down, and they don't stick out like they usually do, vapnimios, or inner teeth, which means the back ones, shenekru, they got uprooted, that's considered a mum kavua. Now, he says, in Baitkin, min amas'imos lofnim, we don't check from the mas'imos, which are translated as molars, that's the teeth situated pretty far back, we don't check from those, and even further back in the mouth, because that's considered the inside of the body, that's not considered outside inside are visible, and afloy es hamazimois, we don't check the molars either. However, we do not paskin like chanin ben etegnois. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, now discussing the private or reproductive organs of the animal. Nifgam hazoivon, the zoivon's missing part of it. That's some sort of sac or skin which holds the aver, the reproductive organ of the animal. So if that zoivon is missing a piece, it's not going to heal on its own, and that's a mum. If it's missing completely, it will regrow. So over here we're talking about where he has it, but it's missing a piece. Oy, eriosh on the cave of Amagdashin, or we're talking about a female animal that's designated as a different carbon. We know that a bechar is male, so obviously we can't be talking about a female bechar. This is just talking about a different carbon. It's a female. If it's area, which is the outer part of its private area that's visible, if that's missing a part. Now on to the tail. Nifkam hazanov, if the tail is missing a piece, min ha'etzem, from the bone, that's not going to grow back, so that's a mum. Avaloy min ha'perek, but not from the joint, which is basically part of the soft part of the tail. That's not considered a mum, because that's going to grow back. Oy, shayu roish hazanov mafzil etzem, or if at the tip of the tail, the skin is peeled off, and the bone could be seen. Oy, shiyesh basar bein chulyul chulya, if there's flesh in between one section and the other section, maloy etzba, which is the width of a finger, all these are considered mumen, and the bechar is pasul, and can be shech like regular and eaten. Now we continue discussing the reproductive organs of the male bechar. Ein loy beitzim, if it doesn't have testicles, which means it doesn't have two in two separate pouches, it has two in one pouch. Oy, ein ela beitz achas, or only has one testicle. So that's considered a mum. Now Rabbi Shmuel says, im yesh le shnei kisim, if it has two separate sacs, two separate sections where a testicle could be, yesh le shnei beitzim, that means it has two beitzim. Ein loy ela kis echad, but if only has one kis, ein loy ela beitz achas, it means only has one beitzah. Rabbi Kiva says, what do we do if Bechar has two kisim but only one beitzah? There must be there's another beitzah there. So therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, Meshiva al kuzai, it should be sat down on its backside, umemayech, and the person squeezes and mushes the sack, the scrotum, which is supposed to have the beitzah. Im yesham beitzah, soifalotzeis. If it does have a beitzah, it's going to eventually come out of the body. Now, Maisa shimiech v'lo yatzos, there was a story that he did this mushing thing. He tried to pull the beitzah out of the body and it didn't come out. Minishchat, and was shechted, and then v'nimtzeis devuka b'ksalim, it was found that the beitzah was inside the animal but stuck to the wall. The hit Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, mutter, that's because since it didn't come out, it wasn't externally visible, it's not considered a mum, due to the fact that it's an internal issue, not an external issue. Whereas v'asur Rabbi Yechon Menuri asur, but we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Baal Chamesh Raglayim, let's say the Bechor was born, it had five legs, Ayin El Shalish, or only had three legs, or Sharaglav Klutas Shal Chamar, its feet, which means the bottom of its hoof was round like a donkey's are, or v'hashachol v'hakasol, these are all considered mumen. Now the question is, Ezu Shachol, what exactly is a Shachol? That's Shenishmata Yerechai, if the thigh, which means the bone of the thigh, slipped out of place, it got dislocated, and v'kasol, what's this? Sha'achs mi'ar chos of gvoya, one of the thighs is higher than it should be, it's attached in the wrong place of the body, that's considered a mum. And Mishnah tells us, Nishbar Etzem Yadoi, if the bone of the hand broke. Now animals don't have hands, so that's referring to the front leg. If one of the front legs is broken, that's a mum. V'etzem Ragloi, or the back leg broke. Afal Pishen and Nicker, even if it's not recognizable when it stands up, since we know that it's broken, that's a mum. The Mishnah continues, Mumen Elu Mana Yala B'Yavne, these Mumen were counted as Mumen by this fellow Ayala in Yavne. We had mentioned him earlier in the Masechta, that he was a very trustworthy expert, and so he counted these things, broken back or front leg, as a mum. V'hoid L'cham L'cham agreed to him. However, V'oy Shalei Shehoisef, this Ayala fellow added on another three Mumen, but Amloy L'cham told him, Lo Shemanu Es Elu, we never heard about those Mumen. Now what are those ones that he added on? Eshel Gagal Einoy Agil K'shel Adam, if the circle of the eye is round like a person's is, and Upiv Dem L'shel Chazer, if its mouth looks like a pig's mouth, V'shinitol Roif HaMadaber Shel Shainoy, and if the majority of the speaking part of its tongue is removed. Now obviously animals don't speak. As referring to a person's tongue, that's just a way to describe what it's like on an animal. And we know that the Madaber part of the tongue of a person is the front part, where it's not connected with that little piece of skin to bottom jaw. So if the majority of that part is removed on animals, according to Ayala, that's considered a mum. Even though the Chum didn't agree with him, Ubezin Shel Achreim Amru, a later Bezin said, Hari El Mumen, these are considered Mumen. On to Mishnah Tess, Maya said there was a story, Shel Lechi HaTachton Oidev Al Elyon, the bottom jaw stuck out more than the upper jaw. It had a very big underbite. Rishon Gamliel sent this question to the Chachamim. V'amrin, they said, Harei Zeh Mum, that's considered a mum. Now another discussion, Oizen Agdi Shaisa Kfula, an ear of a goat that was doubled, which means it had the regular ear, and then inside the regular ear looked like there was another one growing. Kind of like sometimes you cut open a pepper and you find a little baby pepper growing on the inside of it. Its ear was like that. Amr Chacham said, Bizman Shi Etzam Echad, if it's all coming out of the same piece of cartilage, mum, that's a mum. But in Etzam Echad, if it's not one piece of cartilage, it's two separate ears, then ain't a mum, it's not considered a mum. Now what about a tail? So Rechnaim Gamliel Emer, he tells us, Znav HaGadishi Daimel Shel Chazer, the tail of a goat looks like a chazer. chazer, meaning it's round instead of wide and flat, v'she'in ba shalosh chulyos, or if the tail of a sheep doesn't have at least three chulyos, which is like three vertebrae, hareza mum, that's considered a mum. And we're discussing mum and ana b'char. The Mishnah says, Rav Chanina ben Tikva Soimer, he tells us, es she'abelos be'inoi, if it has a wart in its eye, that's even on the white part of the eye, and it has to be a wart that has hair growing out of it, that's a mum. V'shenifkam etzem yadoi v'etzem ragloi, if the bone of the front or back leg is missing a piece, or v'shenifsak atzmo she'apiv, if the etzem of the mouth, meaning the jawbone, has a crack in it, or einai achas gdolav achas ketano, one eye is very large and one eye is very small, and it's very obvious that that's like that, or ozna achas gdolav achas ketano b'mare, one ear is large and one ear is small, and that's b'mare, just by sight, avoloi b'mida, not that it's measured, it's not that you take a measuring tape and you see, oh, this one is 1 millimeter bigger than the other one. It has to be that you look at the animal and it's clear that one ear is bigger than the other. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda tells us, another mom, achas mibeitz av gedayla keshtayim b'chaverto, one of its testicles is twice as large as the other one, v'lo hayd l'cham, and l'cham didn't agree to him. Onto Mashiach Aleph, zanav ha'egel she'ina magaz l'arkoiv. If the tail of a calf doesn't reach its arkoiv, which is a joint in the leg, that's considered a mom. And why is that? Omer Chamilcham said, kol marbis ha'galim kain, this is the way the calves grow. Calls manshi magdilin heinim tachais, as they grow, the tail gets stretched out longer and longer, but when it's born already, the tail has to at least come to this joint of the leg, and if it doesn't, if it's too short, you don't say, oh well, as the calf develops, the tail is going to grow longer. No, from the moment it's born, its tail has to be at least up until this joint. The question is, la'ez arkev amru, up until which joint are they referring to? So Rechani Ben Tekin Osemir clarifies, la'arkev sheb emtza yarech, it's regarding the joint which is in the middle of the thigh. There's actually two joints in the thigh, a lower one and an upper one, so this is referring to the upper one. And the Mishnah concludes, al elu mumin, regarding all these mumin that we mentioned from the beginning of the parak until now, shechten sabachor, a kain's allowed a shechten sabachor like regular, it's not considered kadosh with regular yudushas bachor, it doesn't have to be brought as a carbon, it's allowed to be shechten and eaten like regular, and upsulei amugdashin, if it's a different type of carbon, that means that it's pasul, and therefore niftin alayen, such an animal would be redeemed, meaning we'd basically transfer its kedusha off of it and use that money to purchase a different animal because it's completely pasul. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Yud Beis, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.